And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here. Everybody else out of town. Ricky's up in the High Sierras. Corey's down at Lake El Salto. So I'm here with Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance, talking fishing here and having a great time. A lot of great, great questions. And boy, are we giving away a fantastic prize today. A full year membership to fishdope.com, which Sherman and I both are firm believers in Fishdope.
Absolutely.
Danny and the boys over there do such a great job with Fishdope. And you will have that 1 year membership, $169 value, is going to be yours if you're one of the lucky callers, if you're the one lucky caller today, at 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. There's one line open, a rare opportunity to get through and find out what's going on out on the water and have a chance to win that fishdope.com membership. Oh, he's early today. He must be out on the water. So let's find out on that fishdope.com report from your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. And this is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. Now, 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop the hook that's light enough for bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer is the Gamakatsu Nautilus HD, the heavy duty. The new Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or a standard hook. Get it now at selected tackle shops and be ready to get bit. And let's talk to Captain Dave, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave. Dave?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Pete. Thanks for letting me be on the show. A little early today. We're over here at Catalina. I'm just about to get into an area where I won't have coverage, so I wanted to get through real quick. We got a lot of wind over here today. A lot of wind yesterday here and a lot of wind today, but the fishing was outstanding yesterday over here. We had plenty of bass, barracuda, and bonita. We got to look at a lot of yellowtail. We didn't get to put a hook in any of them, but it was just like going to SeaWorld. There was plenty to see. The bass fishing's nothing but insane still. Almost every single spot, the bass are still on the spawn mode. It's pretty bass fishing, and there's still lots of bigger barracuda over here at the island. And the show on the yellows is pretty good. The biggest problem we're going to have today, though, is it's already white capping at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, and it's been kind of a crappy ride over this morning. Get a little water on the windows, but it's supposed to get really nice again tomorrow and be nice all week. So those fish are going to snap right back, guys. And that stuff going on down below, there's still some bluefin down there, that yellowtail fishing at the islands. You know, just keep an eye on fish dope. Danny stays right on top of it. You know, don't get bummed out if you see a little dip in the counts today, because we're all going to have to deal with this wind today. That's the big deal today, a lot of wind.
Yeah.
Lots of wind.
Limits of wind. I saw, and it was forecasted. And then, like you say, this week is forecasted to be absolutely beautiful all week. So fishdope.com should be your source. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code for a new membership to fishdope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Once again, that website, Your Saltwater Guide. I work directly with Danny, Jason, Ali. We all work together helping my website, helping Fishdope, so that you guys are more successful on the water. So check out my website, but make sure you go on Fishdope, because Danny's on it every single day. And Pete, Scott, I'll talk to you guys next Sunday. Thanks for letting me be on early today, Pete.
All right, Dave. Good luck over there. I hope the wind stops and you get to fish. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Hey, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones. Scott in Encinitas, you're next up. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Had a question for our insurance expert today.
Okay.
Fire away.
I'm a travel sportsman, so I go around and find myself many miles from home, sometimes in other country. And I'm really curious of Scott's opinion of these travel, you know, I don't know the technical term, but like a repatriation insurance. If I get injured, I need to get back home. What's his opinion of those packages, and is that something he sells?
Yeah, that's the medical evacuation insurance. That's one of the things that we don't sell too much over at Snap, but there is a gentleman here that advertises on this show. I forget his
name. Yeah, Bob Dawson.
Bob Dawson. He does the travel insurance, and that's usually where you would find that type of coverage. And it if you're doing a lot of that traveling and those types of things, it's a good policy to have because, I mean, I remember one time in La Paz, a buddy of mine got a brain aneurysm down there and had to be medically evacuated and flown back to the United States, and he didn't have any coverage in place for that type of thing, and that bill was a pretty penny. And
yeah,
thank goodness that we were able to take care of him and put the money together to get that thing done because it saved his life.
Yeah,
but if you're going to be traveling a lot, it's a very good idea to have it.
Yeah, a good idea. I have it certainly, and the nice thing is that the one instead of having to get a policy for each time you travel, you get the one annual policy from Travel Guard, and it covers you throughout.
Yeah,
and all your travels throughout the year.
Yeah, and if you're doing a lot of travel, it's a very good idea to have.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Scott, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in National City. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, guys. Mine's not an insurance thing, but it's kind of a Friends for Rollo and the CCA. At the Encinitas Ford dealership on your show there, Pete, I encountered the councilman with a situation we got going down here in the South Bay. We actually booked a trip on the Friends for Rollo fishing trip, and I was talking to Scott, and I said, hey, you know, I want to try to get some media coverage, local media coverage, for some positive input on the CCA and the Friends for Rollo. And we tossed it around, and he was good enough to give me his contact, his PR man. And the trip is September 7th. We'll take 30 kids. That's the Lions Club in National City, which I'm a member of. We'll be taking the kids on the Dolphin there, and a half-day trip. And he was good enough to give me his PR man, and we're going to try to get some local media there on the dock before the trip and say, hey, we're not just about catching a fish. We're environmentalists, you know, and this trip that we take these kids on, we do a seminar on the importance of blue water, clean water, and the whole environmental impact on the bay and on the ocean. But anyway, the councilman was good enough to give me his guide, and we'll be working on that. It's not till September 7th. We'll be taking those kids fishing. And anyway, I just wanted to thank him for that contact he gave me. So we'll try to get some media there. And, Pete, we'd like to get some of you heavy hitters like yourself and the councilman and get you in front of the cameras if we're lucky enough to get them there. And say, hey, this is about our organization. So
that's nice.
The Friends of Rollo in the CCA. But anyway, Councilman Scott, thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure, buddy. I actually mentioned it to the folks over at KUSI personally the other day when I was over there. So Hopefully they'll get interested.
Well, and it's great to have a guy like Scott who's an avid fisherman and a businessman here in the marine area and San Diego to have Scott on the council to help us fishermen with a voice out there, too.
Well, I tell you, if there's anything ever comes up down at the city when it comes to the water and fishing, I'm always their go-to guy, even where we had an issue with the anchorage behind Zuniga Jetty the other day where we were having so many boats that have been anchored out there for a super long time.
Yes.
Really shouldn't be there. Every time a good swell would come through, their rotted out anchor ropes would break, and they'd drift on shore and end up on the Navy base, and we're causing the Navy $20,000 every time they have to remove one of these boats.
Yeah.
So we got together, and now we're making that area just where you're not supposed to be anchoring your boat.
Oh, you're not. They're not going to allow it to be.
Yeah, it's just not going to be allowed anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's such an environmental hazard. Every time these boats break loose and wash up on the shore, you've got fuel issues to deal with.
Right.
You've got the hauling away of the hulls. I kept telling the Navy guys they should set them on fire and put out their fire guys to practice and get some training.
Yeah.
But the amount of permits you have to get to do that are pretty high, too. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, now you either have to get a mooring in San Diego, you either have to get a slip or you're out.
Right, and what we are seeing over there is a lot of people were putting boats over there so they would avoid having to pay any fees and those types of things, and the boats would just become derelict and a hazard. I mean, there are several in that area after a storm back in January that sunk in place.
Wow.
And, you know, you come around
That's another hazard.
Yeah, it's another hazard. You come around the corner and you're seeing a couple of masts sticking up out of the water from sunk sailboats. That's a real problem.
Not a good thing, for sure. Jim, thanks for your efforts with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. We sure appreciate that, and thanks a lot for the call. Now, speaking of Ford dealer live remotes, our next San Diego County Ford dealer remote is Saturday, August 3rd, just less than a couple weeks away. It's at North County Ford in Vista for all you people in the North County there. It's our next chance to qualify for the great grand prize, either by the random draw for just showing up or winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star fly down, fly back trip to Mazatlan in January. I'm going on that trip. I can't wait. But this includes round trip ticket Los Angeles to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Hey, be sure to check out the Alaska Air banner on the front page of letstalkhookup.com for more details on all the great destinations for fishing that Alaska Airlines flies. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack. That's that great 4 or 6 pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. AFCO and Hydra's foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. Hey, plus we're going to have a ton of great giveaways, too, just for showing up. Shimano lures. We're going to have a bunch of Nomad lures, a bunch of AFCO products, and more. So see you Saturday, August 3rd. That's at North County Ford in Vista, and we'll have Mr. Ken Corman from Ken's Custom Reels as our guest on that, too, Mr. North County himself. It's just off Highway 78 at Vista Way in Vista. North County Ford, don't miss that. You want to get through? 833-288-0973. Our line just opened up there. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones and talk to Scott in San Diego. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Two things. One, I just wanted to thank you, Pete, for I was selected in one of the raffles back early in December, January to fish on the Liberty, and I went this past Friday. Counts were a little lower than what they had been at the Coronado Islands, but I was able to put together 4 yellowtail. So
nice.
I wanted to thank you for that trip.
Great job.
And thank you. And I had a question for Scott about disability insurance when it relates to the Family Medical Leave Act, if you're like an independent contractor or your employer doesn't offer health benefits or you don't qualify with your employer.
Yeah, if your employer doesn't offer it, you can get it on the open market yourself through different places. Qualifications issues in the Family Medical Leave Act, I mean, if you don't qualify for disability, that's a difficult one. Family Medical Leave Act is growing in the amount of time you can do. I think it's 6 weeks now.
Does SNAP insurance handle medical insurance?
Yeah, you know, we used to do medical insurance, but the dollars that are available and how much you have to spend to service it, it's almost to the point where it's a break-even deal. And we really don't write individual policies of those. We'll write occasional group policies to accommodate some of our larger business clients and those types of things, but we are kind of getting out of the health insurance world because it's just so ever-changing and there's no money to be made in it.
Yeah, and where would you recommend people go?
There's other agencies around town that do nothing but health insurance, and they can, economies of scale make it work.
Right.
But for us, 90%+ of our businesses, things other than health insurance, it just doesn't make sense for us.
Yeah, very good. Hey, Scott, glad you enjoyed your Liberty trip, and thanks for listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We appreciate that very much. John in Los Alamitos, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Well. So my question is to Scott. I don't own a boat, but I was wanting to insure my gear because I probably have like $10,000 worth of Shimano Talicos and Trinidads. And can I do that, insure those for that amount of money?
Usually you can put that onto a homeowner's or renter's policy on the property. It'll be insured for theft, and depending on the company, it doesn't have to be out of your home where the theft occurs. You just have to be able to prove that you've got that amount of property coverage that you need taken care of on your tackle.
Take pictures, right?
Take pictures, sales receipts, you know, all those types of things.
Yeah.
And I always recommend when it comes to, I mean, pictures are so easy to take nowadays with your phones and everything.
Right.
Take pictures of all your stuff because it just makes it so much easier in the event you have to have a claim.
To prove.
And even if you do have a boat, one of the good things to do when it comes to fishing tackle is make sure you look at your policy to see what the tackle coverage is on your policy, because a lot of times it'll be, you know, $2,000, $2,500 bucks.
Doesn't cover much.
I can't even fill my tackle box back up with the stuff that's in there for $2,500 bucks.
I
mean, you really need to look at what it is, because it can add up very, very quickly. I mean, I've got 15 rod holders, and they're all full with different gear when we go out.
So. Sure, absolutely. So on your homeowner, if he's dealing with at home with his fishing tackle, taking pictures, making kind of an inventory list of what you have.
Right, and then talk to your agent to see what you can do about upping it to the $10,000 limit specifically for some of those types
for
of things.
Okay, so it's not just like if you have just like general furnishing coverage, it's not necessarily going to be covered.
Right, a lot of times you'll have an overall property coverage, personal property coverage of X amount of dollars.
Right.
But there will be sub-limits for certain categories. Jewelry is limited to a certain amount of dollars. Firearms is limited to a certain amount of dollars.
Okay.
So make sure you look at your policy, see what it says. If there is an exclusion or a limit for tackle and those kind of things, then you can change it accordingly.
Ask your agent.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why you need an agent like yourself.
Yeah, that's why you need somebody who's dealing with this every day.
Yeah, instead of doing it on the web.
Yep.
Yeah. Hope that answers your question, John. Thanks a lot. That's a very good point, and thanks a lot. I mean, a lot of us have a lot of dough invested in our tackle over the years, and, you know, all it takes is one time, and it's gone.
Well, I was just looking the other day. I have this box. It has all my different pounds of fluorocarbon leader. And, you know, every one of those little things of fluorocarbon leader is $40 a pop to get those leaders, and I've got everywhere from 15 pound up to 120 pound. So you've got all those different increments at $40 a pop. You're adding up really, really quick.
It adds up very quickly. It's not hard to get to $10,000.
And a lot of policies on tackle will put you at like $2,000, and that's all they allow, which
that's
is
a good point, man. I better look at my policy. For sure. Hey, let's talk to another guy that has lots of tackle, Grant in San Carlos. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning. Good morning, Scott. How are you guys today?
Great.
Doing well, buddy.
Hey, Scott, again, thanks for being there for all the stuff that we don't think about.
Yeah.
Or you acquire. You're acquiring all the time, and you don't realize it, and then all of a sudden you're upside down, and I happen to be right at a renewal point in all of my insurance, so I'm thankful to listen to you and let us know what we need to be aware of, especially coverage in Mexico with our boats. I think that's something that can sneak by you in a hurry. For sure.
I mean,
one thing I wanted to go ahead.
No, I just said so much of the time fishing locally, you're over the Mexican border really quick.
Yes.
Oh yeah, 8 miles.
That's it.
So, you know, the one thing I wanted to comment on another note was back to that bait barge and the operation, and just in the last couple of years, I've gotten to know Henry, who's in charge of the whole maintenance part of it. And we as anglers, and I fish quite a bit, so I'm there at different times of the day, and we as anglers don't really, and there's no reason why we'd realize how much goes into getting that bait into our tanks that we would not even know. Case in point, that house there that was sinking that had been decades and decades without, you know, maintenance was in the yard in Mission Bay for over 9 months, and I actually went onto the yard and looked at the understructure of that, and what Henry spearheaded to do to get that thing back in place was unbelievable. You just would never know what goes on below the water. And just the other day, I was out fishing near the bait barges in the middle of the day, and there were guys power washing underwater each one of the boxes. And when you talk about flow and the need of that bait to get it, and then when you have those green baits that run away from the boat, it's stuff like that that goes on that we don't even know. So just kudos to that operation and stuff that I've noticed that's just unbelievable.
No kidding. Yeah, Everingham Brothers, there's nobody like them. And, you know, that those guys live on that barge. It's open 7/24, and so they need a place to live. And that place needs maintenance too, right, Grant?
That's right. And I tell you what, it was pretty gnarly inside, but they got, no, it's not the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
But it's a long way from what it used to be. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, no, and Henry is such a great guy, and all the entire staff of Everingham Brothers. And, you know, when you go out there, make sure you take care of those guys. It's not just paying for the bait. You give them a tip, man, because
every
those
time.
Guys work hard.
Every
and
time.
Give them a nice tip and thank them for being there and show appreciation for the way they scoop the bait, for all of that. So very good points there, Grant, and we got to take care of our bait guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and people don't really realize how good these operations are and how good the guys are at the receiver.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they go to great care to make sure that they are treating that bait as gingerly as possible so you have the best bait you can have in your tank to fish with.
No question about it.
It's well worth saying thank you.
Yeah, indeed. Grant, good points. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, have a chance to win that one-year membership to fishdope.com. There's your chance. Let's go to Pete in Canyon Lakes. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Well, I called yesterday asking about overwides and towing an overwide boat, and thank you for the prize, by the way. Now, I know a lot of guys will just don't bother getting a permit for an overwide boat, but now I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or Danny Downer, but maybe Scott can talk about what happens if the unthinkable happens and you're towing an overwide without a permit.
Ooh, that's a very good question.
A lot of times there are things that can negate insurance coverage from actually being there, and that can be one of them. If you're towing something illegally, it could be questionable whether or not they'll cover. Sometimes in liability cases, they'll go ahead and cover because it's and trying to get their money back later. On the property side, you could be just out of luck when it comes to having them covered. They're saying, you know, insurance carrier will say, hey, look, you should have done X, Y, and Z. You should have had this in place. You should have that in place. And because you didn't, that excludes us from covering the insurance.
Wow. No, Pete, that you bring up a really good question.
We've seen it, too, with repowering boats. You know, sometimes guys will put motors on the boats on a boat that's not rated for a motor
rated.
Of that size. And if there's a problem that's caused by that motor, then you're going to be negating your coverage as well.
Yeah, so make sure that the plate on the boat, which every boat has a plate, it's rated for. You want to put a 250 on there, make sure it's rated for up to 250 horsepower.
Yeah, and if you're towing something that technically needs a permit, you better make sure you get that permit.
Okay. So and what about all the specifications that Kevin was talking about with flags and wide load signs and such like that?
Follow everything you're supposed to follow to the T, because a lot of times if there's something wrong, it can negate you having coverage.
Wow. Very good point. Good question. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. You want to get through? 833-288-0973. Open right now. Been a busy morning. There's your chance to get through. Talk to Scott. Have a chance to win that fishdope.com membership. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day folks, Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Tired of asking your smart speaker for the time? How about using it to listen to the best sports talk in town? Duh. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance here talking fishing, talking insurance. It's been a very interesting show, and thanks for coming in, Scott.
My pleasure.
I know you have a busy schedule being a city councilman and an insurance guy, and we appreciate the time you invest. And, of course, we appreciate your investment as a sponsor here on Let's Talk Hookup.
It's been a good long relationship.
It's been a great relationship.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. How'd you you started like kind of being the guy on BD Outdoors, right?
Yeah, back when it was just Bloody Decks and BD Outdoors wasn't even a thought at that time.
Yeah.
I approached Ali after just a few years of BD Outdoors being in existence and was their official insurance guy for the entire site for quite a while until I got into politics, and then that line gets blurred on what you can and can't do when you're in politics.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it's great to have you as a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and it's great to have you on the council, too, because that's important for everybody in Southern California to have a fisherman representing us, too.
Well, at least somebody who signed the front of a paycheck instead of just the back.
That's it. Yeah, indeed. Well, if you want to get through, have a chance to win a one-year membership, $169 value to fishdope.com. 833-288-0973. Still time to get through. 833-288-0973. When you call, you'll talk to our buddy Adam on the other side. He'll take your information and then get you in the lineup here. Let's go ahead and go to Ventura and talk to Hills. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Little announcement. Glenn Kennedy, surfing icon, he passed a couple weeks ago. It'll be a big paddle out at Malibu next Sunday.
Wow.
And then, he's a sport fisherman, too. A lot of guys know him. Good friends with JJ. And, a lot of people know him. But I was going to ask Scott about, when I started driving like 74, and I went to Baja right away, and everybody said, don't go unless you stop at that kiosk and get your Mexican insurance, or you could end up in jail. So can we buy insurance that gets us into Baja, or do we still have to stop at the little kiosks?
Oh, no, you can do that pretty easily nowadays. Actually, my wife, Norma, specializes in Mexican insurance.
You do?
Oh, yeah. That's where she started, was with Oscar Padilla way back in the day in that little kiosk way down there. And now we do it through the agency. She can do it online super quick, has a license with most of the Mexican carriers, so we can write it for when you cross the border. You can do just a short-term policy, annual policy, whatever you want to do.
And probably save some money then from stopping at those little kiosks.
Yeah, because they usually throw on a couple extra fees because for the convenience of there and those types of things. It's much easier just to make a phone call or go online.
Yeah, for you, my friend, we've had a couple of things. But, so,
but yeah, she started in claims, so I mean, she knows how to deal with claims in Mexico. She's absolutely
knows the carriers.
Knows the carriers, knows the players involved, absolutely bilingual and all those
things. Just call Snap Insurance and say, I need a policy?
Uh-huh, and I'll set her up with my wife, Norma.
Okay, very good. And can you do it online? Do you have availability to on your website?
I'd have to check. I don't know if we're actually on the website yet because my wife, Norma, likes to get some of that information out of you to know exactly how to cover you.
But and that's important, too, is rather than do, like we talked about already, sometimes when you buy policy online, it's not what you need or not the enough coverage what you need. If you talk to Norma, who specializes in Mexican insurance as well as all the other insurance.
Well, and the carrier and how good they are about actually paying a claim if there is a claim. I mean, there's a lot of guys who'll take your premium. How much, what they're actually going to pay are two different things.
That's, and being covered if you do get into a mishap in Mexico.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, that's something that my wife's been doing for a couple decades now.
So she knows what she's doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good question, Hills. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. So call Snap for your Mexican insurance if you're driving across the border.
Yeah, make sure you ask for Norma, and they'll make sure you get set up.
And a lot of times, if you go a few times a year, an annual policy is very affordable.
A lot of times, if you go more than twice, an annual policy makes more sense.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call, for sure. All right, let's jump back into those phones. Phones are packing up, 833-288-0973. Mark in Santee, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Scott, Pete.
Morning.
I got a question for Scott.
Yeah.
Now, my policy, I have a different insurer, I have AAA, but every year we have to go in and reevaluate our policy to up it so that everything is covered for the value it is then. Is that true with yours?
Coming in is not something that we would require you to do. A lot of times we'll send out questionnaires just before renewal time, so if anything has changed, you can let us know, and then we can evaluate and go from there. I mean, it's not that we discourage people from coming in and saying hi and actually sitting down. That's always helpful, but if it's something that you're not feeling comfortable to, we can do that over the phone, online, and or a lot of times, you know, depending on what type of insurance, automatic renewal just happens a lot of times, too, because, you know, like with apartment insurance, a nine-unit apartment this year is a nine-unit apartment next year, and was a nine-unit apartment the year before, so not a lot changes.
Yeah.
With boat coverages, those types of things, especially on size of boats and those things that can come into play.
The equipment you have on your boat can change.
Yeah, and the age, and, you know, like certain boats over 30-plus feet, a lot of times once you get to 10 years plus, they require a survey to be done and those types of things. So those are the types of things we'd want to talk to you about.
Like my boat's older. It was built in 1976 originally, and it requires a survey and some specialized insurance.
Yeah, but a lot of times that survey, even though it costs some money up front, can save you a bunch of money on the premium side over the next 10 years or so.
Because the surveyor will say, here's what's going
on. Yeah, it's in much better shape, and this is what's done, and then the carrier knows exactly what kind of condition the boat's in.
Yeah, for sure. All right, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Mark. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973. Let's talk about that for a second. Older boats, okay? There's a lot of older boats out there. The boat market is very brisk. How do you get in coverage for? There's certain companies that will cover older boats. There's certain companies that will not cover older boats, right? So how do you know if you have an older boat, where to get coverage?
Again, it's getting a good agent that knows where the coverages are, so you don't have to do all the shopping around yourself.
Right.
There are some companies out there that are very good for older boats, but they do require that you have some good documentation on your survey and those types of things. Documentation on what you've done to the boat is always best to have.
Yeah.
Take pictures of – you don't even have to have the originals laying around. A lot of times – people will take pictures of receipts. They'll take pictures of work done on the invoices and just keep it in their file that they can show to the insurance carrier.
Yeah, indeed.
But it makes a huge difference. Survey, especially on boats that are oh God, we're getting to the point now where it's, you know, 1995 or below.
Uh-huh.
A survey on a larger boat over 30 feet is a good thing to have.
But if you buy a boat from a West Coast Marine, you buy a Parker 25 like you would have, how do you, those are pretty much...
That's pretty much standard. Here's standard. What we paid for it. Here's the amenities I put on it.
Uh-huh.
And then that's what you want to insure it for.
That's what you want to do it. Okay. Right. All right.
And then it's
good.
Coverage territory and how much liability and what you're going to use for it. If you're going to be just pleasure fishing or you're going to be taking people out for money every once in a while on a quasi-charter operation, then those things all have to come into play.
All right. Very good. Arnie and Vista, you're next up, Arnie. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, Terminator, how are you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Arnie. How are you?
Real good. Question I just had a thought of here. Say if I go out on one of our friends' boat, is there any kind of insurance coverage I can get to say if something happens on the boat where we lose gear or, you know, something unfortunate happens? Is there any kind of such insurance like that?
Not usually. Usually the your property coverage might be under some of the coverage for the guy who owns the boat. If it happens like a sinking or that type of thing, usually your homeowner's policy isn't going to cover. They'll cover theft and that type of thing, but not so much a sinking. So when you're out on a buddy's boat, you're pretty much hoping that your buddy's coverage and you and your buddy can
He'll
work it
that.
Out to take care of it.
Yeah. All right, Arnie. Good question, though. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973. You have a fishing question. You have an insurance question. There's your shot to get through and have a chance to win that one-year membership at fishdope.com. Let's go up to the High Sierras right now. Talk to our co-host, Rock God Rick Max. Good morning, Ricky.
Hey, what's up, boys? How we doing?
Doing great. How's it life up in the Mammoth Lakes area?
Oh, my God. It's so awesome. You were the one that turned me on to this a couple of years ago, and, man, I never looked back, man. I love it. It's great. The weather up here is insanely perfect right now. It's in the 70s and 80s every day, but wow. It still cools off at night that you want to sit around by the campfire and have a sweatshirt on in the evening, and the fishing's really, really good. It's been a fantastic trip. We utilized that Adventures and Camping service again, and just all time, man. They made our trip so perfect and so easy and crazy comfortable, and this has just been incredible.
So where did you put the trailer this time?
We're on a creek called Glass Creek, and it's just a really killer spot. It's like halfway between Mammoth and June. Same deal. Like we're still gaining our knowledge of the area, and we just took the advice of Ryan and the people at Adventures and Camping, and you know, he kind of gave us a list of different spots to check out, and we fell in love with this one, and so that's where we set the trailer up. And same as our last time, I mean, you could open the door if you wanted. You could open the door and hit the creek that we were catching rainbows and brook trout out of the door of the trailer.
Wow!
And it's been awesome. Dogs here and Dallas and I, we've caught a bunch of brooks and rainbows and browns, and we're just we're having the best time.
Any big ones?
I wouldn't say we caught any big ones. We really spent most of our time fishing real high elevation. We fished Saddleback Lake a couple times. We fished a couple of creeks that run out of Saddleback, like 10,000, you know, a little over 10,000 feet elevation, and
wow,
crazy good views up there. So we caught a lot of native, like cool brooks and browns and things like that, but no giants. No giants yet, let's put it that way.
Well, that's the cool thing about the Eastern Sierra is there's so many places to explore and investigate, and I'm sure every time you go there you find new places and you go, wow, this is really cool, huh?
That's exactly it. I mean, I know that there's places where we could go and catch bigger fish, but it's July and there's a handful of people up here, and rather than fish the lake with a bunch of buds, we just liked going way up high, seeing absolutely nobody, and catching fish that grew up in that stream, you know?
Yeah, that just sounds so cool. And like you say, yeah, with Ryan Dorr and the Adventure and Camping group, so what they do is they rent trailers, but not only do they rent trailers, various different types, they actually set it up for you at the campground of your choice, right?
When we drove up, our trailer was ready to go in the spot. When we're done, we're going to leave the keys on the counter. I mean, everything. And not like it's parked. Like, it's parked and leveled and generators full of fuel and barbecue set up. And, like, I mean, it is, you literally show up, you know, you drive up the hill without towing a trailer or any of the hassle. Everything is set up for you. they pack it up. It's full of water. It's totally self-contained. It is the epitome of ease, and it really makes the experience super easy and fun, and it's just more enjoyable.
Wow, just sounds so perfect. And so what's Dallas, been? Go ahead.
I got to say, Dallas is making sure that I remind everybody that she did catch a big one. She did catch a really nice rainbow out of our creek that we had for dinner last night, and it was an above average one. So I guess we did catch one big one.
Like what's above average?
It's probably a 20 incher.
Whoa!
Like
that.
That's a big rainbow.
Yeah, it was a really nice one.
That's a big rainbow. Wow. And now are those, is that creek stocked or are those all natives?
That one's a stocked one, but still all good.
Yeah, fantastic. So Mammoth, and I know Mammoth has put a lot of money into stocking various creeks and lakes and such like that around the Mammoth Lakes area, right?
That's one thing that I had no idea. You're right. And they do it all the time. Like, every little waterway has got its own fish and its own stocking schedule. And I mean, every little creek that you couldn't imagine, you know, that thing's only 3 feet wide. And I was going through Mammoth has like a really good website that talks about the fishing and where they've stocked and what they've done and, you know, what's biting at the time. And dude, they stock all over. There's lakes and rivers and creeks and streams everywhere up here. And they put a lot of effort into putting fish into all of them.
Now, I read in the newspaper this morning that that Lake Tahoe is at an is the highest level it's been in 26 years. It was up to half an inch from basically being full, which means spilling over, and it hasn't been that way in 26 years. Are you experiencing the lakes up there being, because of the snow melt, being way more full than they were last year?
I mean, crazy full. Not that I have a huge history to draw on, but I've been really into coming to Mammoth now for the last couple of years. And especially the ones where we really noticed it were in June, like all the lakes in the June Lake Loop. I mean, it looks like, because I'm used to, you know, my couple of years of experience are all in kind of lower water years. It looked like a different place. I mean, they are crazy full of water.
Unbelievable. Wow.
I would say if there was a downside to it, the creeks that are staying at the campgrounds that we've been used to fishing, like, there is so much snow melt that water is moving, and it definitely made the fishing slightly more challenging.
I can imagine.
But that was a lot of the fun, too, was figuring it out. You know,
yeah, like, it changes how you fish, out, doesn't like, it?
Well, you know, maybe we're not going to be able to see where they are. We just need to fish where we know they are, that kind of thing. And it's been really cool.
So people coming up to the Sierra, what's the hot ticket?
There's a really good hopper hatch going on, and so we caught a lot of fish on hoppers.
Really?
And,
on dry flies?
Well, we did, but the better thing was putting that, you'll know better than I, but like a little beadhead, like nymph, about 18 inches below that. And really, that's what most of our bites came on.
Okay, like a dry dropper setup.
That's exactly what it was, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. How'd you figure that one out?
What do you mean, how'd I figure it out? I went to the tackle shop and told the guys what do I need to do.
There you go. Yeah, there's some really good, I was wondering about that. There's the tackle shops in Mammoth Lakes, there's some real, or even June, too, there's some really good ones that really kind of dial you in because they want you to buy all the flies, right?
I mean, the guy was super cool, yeah. I told him straight up, look, I'm brand new to this and would love your suggestions. What do you think? What do you know? And, yeah, I mean, just, you know, I was nobody to him and he just went around and, try this, try that. If you're going to go here, do this. If you're going to go to high elevation, do that. And yeah, we've just been doing it up.
Yeah, which shop did you go to, by the way?
That one was Rick's. Yep. I think it was called Rick's Sports Center or something.
Yep.
Something
right,
along those lines.
Right there in Mammoth Lakes. Yeah. Describe the real quick. Describe that trailer that you're in from Adventure and Camping.
So what we were in was a 26 footer, really really comfortable. Had all the way to the forward was like a full bedroom, you know, like queen size type bed. This one had a full slide out, so you had a, you know, when you're inside the trailer, the side pops out and there's a big couch and very comfortable living area, real big kitchen, full size refrigerator, freezer, air conditioners, generators. Towards the back of the trailer was a bunk bed. The couch folded into a bed if you chose to. It was a full, you know, regular-sized galley table that also folded into a bed. I mean, you could fit a family of six people in this thing, absolutely no problem. Very comfortable, big hot water maker, showers, toilets, the whole nine. I mean, like, this was no different than staying in a hotel, except when you open your door, there's a campfire and giant pine trees and a creek full of brook trout and rainbows right out your steps.
Yeah,
that's why this thing is so cool. The cost is no different than staying in a hotel, but you get the full camping experience without any of the hassle.
Sounds sensational.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, it's just like, man, I'm so jealous. It sounds fantastic. AdventureandCamping.com, of course, Ryan and the guys over there, they're fantastic people, and I know that you love it. I got to try it. You've gotten me convinced now, Ricky, and we miss you here in the studio, but you'll be back to work tomorrow, right, back at Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
Yep, you got it. Look forward to coming back, and look forward to be back on the show next week and talking more about the trip. And it was a great one, but yeah, I got to run. We got biting fish. We need to get after.
Yeah, go get them, man. Go, yeah, and drive carefully on the way home, and we'll see you back in the studio next Saturday. We have a Rick Carr from Gamakatsu Hooks, and next Sunday, Sean from Fisherman's Processing, and Don from Anza Knife. So that's going to be a good lineup next Saturday and Sunday.
All right, boys. Appreciate it. Thanks for giving some time. We had a lot of fun. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks for the call, Ricky. Appreciate that. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Tim in Long Beach. You're next up, Tim. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Well, I've been with Allstate since 91 for my 17-foot Boston Whaler Outrage. I was just wondering, should I get rid of Allstate? I don't know if their coverage is good enough. What would you be able to offer?
Do you take
that I can't get from Allstate?
Yeah, do you take that boat down to the islands? I know 17 foot can make it there on a good day.
Sure.
I don't know if they cover Mexico. General rule of thumb is if you've been someplace for a very long time, it's always good just to kind of check out the competition every once in a while to see where you are.
You know what's crazy, Sherm, is I had the same guy for so many years. And then I checked it out, and I was like, oh, my God, have I been paying too much?
Yeah.
I'm getting the wrong policy.
And with Allstate and Farmers and State Farm, those types of carriers, they're direct writers. That's the one product they have, and they don't really go outside.
Right.
The benefit to being in an independent agent like ourselves,
right,
if one carrier is having a giant premium increase for some reason, I can move it to another carrier that's comparable, that it doesn't have the big premium increase, and keep you in a good place, or take advantage of discounts that are coming up. A lot of times with your Allstates, your Farmers, your State Farms, they are stuck with that one premium, one product, and that's it.
That's why you want a broker like yourselves that can deal with multiple different companies across the board.
Yeah, and we have no problem looking at a person's policy and saying, you know what, we went through all the options, we looked at it, and you have a pretty good deal right where you are, and I would recommend staying there. We have no problem doing that.
Yeah.
Because, quite frankly, if you're upfront and straightforward and honest with people, most of the time they're going to try and bring their business back to you one way or the other. I still remember one client. On his first time we ran into each other, I looked at everything, did everything I could for him, and said, you should stay right where you are. You're in a good place. And then that person started running every new piece of insurance by me before he went to his own guy, just to make sure that he was in good shape. And now we have just about all of it, all of that person's insurance.
Turned him into a customer by doing right by him.
Doing right, whether it puts money in your pocket or not on the first encounter.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tim, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. So let me ask you this. You go on a sport boat. Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of tackle. You leave it in your car. You leave it in the dock box or in the box. You leave it on the boat, and you lose some of it. Some gets stolen. Some goes overboard. Can you get coverage for that?
It depends really on the, I hate to say this, it depends on the claims adjuster and how lenient they are. Sometimes you can get your homeowner's insurance to cover it as stolen or lost property up to a certain limit. If it's very expensive type gear, you can actually look at scheduling that on one of your homeowner's policies and having it covered there.
Talked about earlier, having $10,000 worth of gear, you need to schedule that.
And if you can get the company to schedule it, the amount of incidences they allow coverage for are greatly expanded if it's scheduled. Like a wedding ring, if you just happen to lose the darn thing, they will cover it if it's scheduled. If not, it's subject to either no coverage or a very small portion of coverage under the jewelry section of the policy.
Because things happen. I mean, you go down to the landing. I mean, you leave your stuff and you walk away for a minute and it gets stolen. You get on a boat. Something happens on the boat. You drop it overboard. I mean,
yeah, those are all very situational specific. Like right now, I'm going golfing after this, and my golf clubs are in my truck.
Right.
If I was to walk downstairs and somebody broke the window of the car and stole my golf clubs, those golf clubs would most likely be covered under my homeowner's policy.
Under your homeowner's policies. Right. But you don't have that
list. But that's because you can prove that it's theft.
Right.
If I was just to lose them in somewhere and forgot them and walked away, then they may not cover it.
Yeah. But if you have, I mean, some of those dock carts are loaded with $10,000. If you don't have it listed, you may not get full coverage on that.
Right. You may, and you have to find if you're... homeowner's policy will actually schedule it, i.e. list it.
Schedule it out.
Yeah, and you can...
So what if it doesn't? What if they say, we don't have that much coverage? You want to switch, we want to switch companies?
You can look for companies that have it, and we'll cover it if they won't.
Yeah, and that's the kind of answers that you guys have.
Yeah, we can shop through all the different companies, find out exactly the situation, which ones will, which ones won't, and let you know.
Yeah, all right, very good. All right, good information here, and when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here, tell you about next week, and wrap things up with Sherm here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. You don't own any. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and congratulations, John in Los Alamitos. You are the winner of that full-year membership to FishDope.com. You are going to enjoy a full year of great information from FishDope.com. I want to thank all the guys at FishDope for donating that prize today in honor of Sherm being here. First of all, Sherm, one thing, can you do on the city council tomorrow? Can you make kind of a a thing that make the Padres start winning again? I mean, can you assign them the duty to start winning, please?
I will do my best. I can't promise anything, but I will do what I can.
All right.
It's been very frustrating since the All-Star break.
Yeah, for sure. But, of course, big game coming up again on the Fan later on today against the Cubs. Oh, yep. They're going to take it today.
Yep, and looking forward to the Orioles coming in town. Going to go to a couple of those games.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, of course, Snap Insurance, you're loaded with great information. And, of course, Talkin' Fishin'. If somebody wants more information on working with Snap, getting Mexico coverage, getting the proper coverage for their boat, or their general insurance, what's the best way to contact?
By phone, 619-908-3100. That's Snap Insurance. You can also call my wife directly for the Mexican insurance if you like.
And that's Norma is Norma.
Norma,
is
my wife.
Yeah, that's your wife. Yeah.
Her last name is Moet. Second marriage for both. We didn't change names.
Okay.
But it's her number is 619-459-8988, and that's her direct line.
Okay. One more time.
619-459-8988.
And Norma not only handles the Mexican insurance, but she can also help you out with your boat policy.
Oh, yeah, she can. She does it all, but she is the Mexican insurance specialist for when you're driving down into Mexico or if you have a home in Mexico, you need to insure those types of things.
Yeah, all right, very good. All right, great, Sherm. Great job, Sherm. Thanks a lot for all you do, and thanks for keeping up the great work at the City Council there. Appreciate your efforts. And, of course, you're on the board of directors with me and Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea. Boy, thanks for your efforts at Captain Rallo's, too. We appreciate
that. That was
a
lot of fun at the last event.
Indeed it is. Hey, we're going to have a lot of fun here next week. Indeed, thanks to Brian for being on the boards and, of course, our man Adam on the phones as well as our archives there. Next Saturday, Rick Carr from Gamakatsu Hooks is going to be talking about that new Nautilus HD and a lot more. And then next Sunday, Sean from Fisherman's Processing and Don from Anza Knives will be here. They're going to be talking about that new Anza Knife Fisherman's Processing special line that they just developed, and of course all the great stuff that they do over at Fisherman's Processing and Anza Knives. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for all your support. We'll see you next week right back here, 97.3 The Fan.